Blog Talk Radio.
Kind of get that little fear. You're like, nah, I can't do that.
It's going to be too real. I can't, if I do it on my life, oh my God, the poor people, they will be in for trouble. So, but I like she has a twist to it. So anyway, definitely don't go away. Stay tuned. We're going to have her on in just a minute. Also, you know, this is hot July. I know, you know, I came to New Jersey the second time. You know, I've been to New Jersey a few times, right? But I moved here, and then I left, and I moved back to New Jersey. I moved to New Jersey originally in November. Cold. Boy, that was the coldest winter I had ever seen in my life. I had never seen so much snow, and I'm from Ohio. But that winter that I showed up here, November 1987, some of y'all remember it, people used to have to shovel their cars out in the morning to go to work. Or, you know, if they were at work all day, they would need a sludge hammer to get the snow out from around their tires. Oh, I remember that. It was horrible. And then I left around that April, and then I came back to New Jersey that July. And I mean, it was hot. I didn't think there was a hotter place other than hell when I came to this town. I thought, LaLisa, you're not going to make it in New Jersey. It's way too hot. And we really haven't had a hot summer like that. It was, if you probably look at the records, you'd probably see that that was a record-breaking hot summer for them. But now, this July, it ain't hot so much with the temperature, because we've actually had some cool days, a little rain here and there. But boy, what is going on in the empowerment realm is hot. So this is hot July. We got a lot going on. We were the featured author for a book launch, a book club. Absolutely excited about that. We have our social media tour launching this hot month, July. I'm telling you, y'all, July is going down like the 4th of July. As Lady Di would say, snap, crackle, and pop, because it has been popping all month long. I tell you, it started with the weekend, the 4th of July, celebrations, parties, families, friends. Well, right here, we got the social media tour starting tomorrow, July the 12th. Tune in to Facebook. You got to go to Facebook, and on Facebook there is a group. It's called Empowered to Release My Power. You go to that group, and we're launching there tomorrow night at 7, I think it's at 7 p.m. At 7 p.m. we are launching our social media tour. So please, tune in for that. I want to say good morning, and welcome to the Voice of the Job Seeker. Good morning. We would love to talk to you about seeking jobs. And also, I think our guest is on the line, so I'm going to open up the phone line. I believe this is our guest, because I can't wait to speak to this young lady. Is this our guest for the show today? Is this Debbie Johnson?
Yes, it is. How are you? Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Debbie. Oh, wow. Oh, this is awesome. I'm so glad you would get up so early in the morning to do our show.
Yes, early, but I'm awesome. How are you?
Oh, I am great. You know, thank God I hope you're not in California.
No, I'm not. I'm in Miami.
Wow, because we've had a California guests, and I mean, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning there.
I know. But no, we're in the same time.
Oh, wonderful. Those Californians, they were some brave souls getting up at 4 o'clock to do a radio show. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, that's brave, because it was brave for me to get up at 7.
Oh, my God, bless you. I tell you, I am so honored that you would do that for the Coastal Lisa Show. And we certainly thank God for Minister Patricia Martin that found you. I tell, you know, she's going to get an award one day for finding the greatest guest.
Yes, she will.
She has brought some of the guests. I am truly honored. I want to get right into this interview, because I'm like, wow. You know, I just looked at, you know, a little bit of what you're doing. You were CEO of an awesome magazine. We're going to talk about that and hear all about that. And then your hairstylist, definitely.
I'm not a hairstylist. Well, I was a couple of years ago, but I promote the hairstylists and the salons in Miami. So I market them.
Wow.
And the Positive Teen Magazine is a magazine that's created by the younger teenagers ages 13 and 19. So they actually create the magazine. You know, they're like our feature authors, photographers, reporters, you know, writers. So they're most of them are in school for media. So it's like an internship for them.
Awesome.
So
now, go ahead.
No, they enjoy it very much.
Oh, I bet. Well, you are doing big things in Miami. Now, that's enough. Oh, my God. You know, wow, Miami. It seems like I'm getting closer and closer to my trip to Miami, Florida. I've been planning a trip to Miami, Florida now for about 12 years.
Okay.
So, yeah, I haven't gotten
but
there
I
yet.
But I heard that you're in New Jersey. You moved to New Jersey?
Yeah, I live in New Jersey. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, okay, because I'm from New Jersey. I moved to Miami from New Jersey.
I see. No, I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. I moved to New Jersey, but there was a time period in my life when I traveled to Miami for what I thought was going to be, like, maybe not that long of a stay, and I ended up staying there 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, with no money.
So you didn't like it? Or
I went with no money, and I ended up on Biscayne Boulevard.
Okay.
Yeah. If you know, how long have you been living in Miami?
Since 87. So I've been here a while. I'm a Floridian now.
Oh, my God. Kidding.
Yeah, I've been here since 87. So, yeah,
I left
like
there in, wow. Oh, my God. Well, I left there in 85.
Oh, okay. So you left before I even got here. Yeah, I came in 87. I was still in Jersey then.
I was in that section of Biscayne Boulevard where you really don't come out until 1 a.m. No, we actually came out a little bit earlier than that.
So Biscayne and what? It's like, you know, because Biscayne is like long.
I know, like, it's long. It's
downtown?
The area where the
okay. Mm-hmm.
No, it's the area where the prostitutes live.
Oh, 79.
Oh, okay. And you see, you helped me. I can remember.
That's Biscayne and 79th Street.
Probably where the girls like you didn't go. But here's the thing. I was there, and I spent time in Dade County Jail. So now you probably can see why I made that comment. I'm going back there. I'm a different person today.
Okay. I got
you. Yeah. You'll get that on the way home.
<All right. laughs>
That's what they say in church.
You
get, I know. Yeah.
But you're doing big things now.
Right, and then there's that, you know, that's their inner desire to go back and see what it looks like today, you know, and see if I can see any footprints, any of my footprints left on the floor.
Oh, wow. Nah, but it hasn't changed much. A little bit. But not much.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's we'll definitely have to talk. Oh, that's a whole another conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, that's a whole another show.
Girl, that's a wow. And that's why I said to meet somebody who's actually there. I said I'm getting high, and somebody who arrived there just a couple of years after I was there, and then the fact that you're from New Jersey, where I came after I left Miami.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's something. You. Left Miami, come to Jersey. I left Jersey, came to Miami.
Yes, ain't that something? Wow. Well, we definitely going to have to hook up. But now, back to you and your... Now, this reality show, that's what I want to talk about. To definitely talk about the teens, tell us all about your magazine. Well, you told us a little bit about it. But this, how did you get into... Are you a former actor, and then you just decided that you would, instead of... you know, going into doing movies or plays or whatever, you decided to do? How did you get into this reality show? And please let me know when I see you from your page. You're going to have.
Okay, when I came down here, actually, I was in plays. Like, I'm a playwright also. I write plays, musicals.
Okay.
So when I came to Miami, I actually came to do that, you know, to do my show, because I had a show called Cinderella Ever After, which is 1 year after Cinderella got married. So this is what happened. A year, you know how they said, and she lived happily ever after? Well, this was 1 year after she lived,
really?
But it wasn't so happy. So,
ooh,
you know,
that was...
I had did it in New York up in Hunter College. So it had finished that weekend, and then I came, after it was over, I came down to Miami and tried to bring it down here in 87. But in 87, Miami wasn't ready for something like that. You know, they were doing other things, so it didn't actually work out that way. So I just had to, you know, go on to my next, you know, like from A to B. So I'd always was in the hair, the beauty industry. So, and when I came down here, everybody was doing their hair, doing their nails. It was, you know, it was like, it was all about that. So I just, you know, went on back into doing, you know, hair and nails. So I started doing that. That was my follow-up. And then, so being in the beauty industry for all these years, I, you know, when I did the magazine, Positive was the magazine, which is a beauty, fashion and entertainment magazine. So every year, Positive would have a hair show.
Okay.
So I started out with hair shows. I did hair shows from, I started in, actually, the hair shows didn't start until 2004. And then I got, you know, then everybody started, doing this, you know, the same thing. So it was like, we used to do it yearly, and then it started to be like four, five, six hair shows within the year. It was like, you know, getting, you know, overcrowded. So I said, you know, and then reality came in. So I said, okay, I don't want to do hair shows anymore. I want to do reality. And I just woke up one day and said, I'm going to do this. One reality show, I had a guy that videoed the show for me, and it was pretty good. So I just went to him and asked him, like, you know, do you have equipment where, you know, we can do, you know, HD reality for TV? He told me, yes. We got together, and I told him, you know, I want to do this reality show. I told him, you know, my plan and everything, and we just did it. Just, you know, went out on a limb and said, okay, you know, I wrote down everything, you know, I wanted, the concept of the show, and, you know, the whole thing was like for, because Miami is flooded with salons and stylists, you know, meaning they love doing hair. So, you know, I auditioned, well, not actually auditioned, I basically hand picked the stylist that I wanted for the show, because I wanted a little drama, you know, and I wanted, you know, certain people that I knew that could really pull it off. So that's, I picked the first 12. So that's how I did that. Because I wanted, you know, someone that had drama, then, you know, all of them couldn't really do hair the way I wanted it to be done, but they had the drama for the show.
And
that
so...
was turned out. And, you know, it's a competition. It's actually a hair competition, but on TV.
Okay.
You know.
Now, where
I don't
can
know
we watch
the trailer? But it's like a competition where I give them an assignment to do, a challenge to do, and they have like maybe 30 minutes to do it, an hour to do it. It depends on the challenge.
Now, wait a minute. I've seen a hair reality show on television.
Okay, but I don't know if you saw the trailer on my Facebook page, and I have, it's like two. One is a trailer, and the other one is the concept, basically telling the showing the viewers what it's about. Because it's like a lot of hairstylists, reality shows on TV, but you know, some shows are just about what's going on in the salon. You know, It's like they're doing hair and stuff. And then you had split ends. Remember split ends? I don't know if you remember split ends.
I don't remember that, but I remember a woman. I met a woman once who said that she was on the, was it the Jenny Jones show?
The Jenny Jones.
Or somebody's show.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that, Jenny Jones.
Somebody, I don't know if it was Jenny Jones or Ricky Lake, somebody had a show called The Weave Master or something like that. That was a while.
It's Ricky Lake. It might have been Ricky Lake because she did,
one of them.
Like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
no,
well, your
students was the one that they took a stylist from a 5-star salon, like to a 1-star salon. They switched them out.
Oh.
Right, they like take them in the 5-star. They'll take me and put me like okay on 79th Street from. You know what I'm saying? Yes,
Lord,
let me
don't
read them out.
Wow.
To see how I would.
I'll say, Lord, go ahead.
Yeah, to see how I can deal with that. And then they'll take someone from 79th and put them like in a 5-star salon.
Oh,
so,
Lord.
You know, you got, you know, so that was, I like split ins. I really like that. But
that was,
like I said, it's other stylist shows, but it's kind of different.
Okay, so your show, now this show of yours, tell us, where can we watch it?
Right now, it's just a trailer and concept, but I have a commitment from TV33, which is in Miami. I don't know if you have any Miami listeners, but it goes, it's from Miami to West Palm. So right now, it's in like an editing stage, and they're going to air it. They're actually going to sponsor the first show. So they committed to airing it, and if I get enough viewers, enough ratings, they're going to actually get
them. Wonderful. Well, we're going to certainly help you get ratings just because. If anything we can do, mention your show, I guess that I am going to hopefully be traveling there. Not hopefully, I'll be traveling to Miami soon. I don't know how soon to promote the culture. Yeah, to promote the Coach LaLisa show. And so while we're there, we're going to definitely be mentioning your show as well. But because I saw on your Facebook page where now you have, there are certain stars that come, I guess, to your city, people that you connect with. And one of my favorite stars, just from the movie, I don't know much about her, but she was in the movie, one of the Tyler Perry movies. And so
Smith.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just took her. And then why did I get married? For some reason, I don't know. Because for me to take to somebody, it could be an outfit. It could be her hairstyle. Uh-huh. You know, it could be different things. And it could be the way they dress or something that they wore. And certain things, you know how it is. And we pick up on things. But I saw on your page, I was like, oh, yes, I hope I can come down there for that acting class. But
That's wrong. July, that's this month, July 22nd to the 24th. Tasha's coming down here with her, I guess she's traveling with her workshop. You know, her workshop is based in California where she is, but she's traveling. You know,
wow. Now, will you be there with them?
Most likely. She just did the interview on the radio on Hot 105 with James Key. So when she comes here, I'm sure she's going to actually go to the station. And I'll probably go there because who else will do the meet and greets? We have a photography company also that we do all the meet and greets for Hot 105 and 99 Jam. So when the celebrities come down, we go and we do the meet and greet, take pictures of them and everything like that. So I'm sure I'll be, helping Tasha out with whatever she needs to be done.
Boy, I wish I could be your assistant for the day. That would be cool.
Yeah,
I could come and hold your camera. That would be, oh, my God, I would love the opportunity to. Yes. But you all are awesome. I was looking at some of your photos on your Facebook page. I said, wow, who have you not taken a picture with her? Who have you not met? But tell us some of the cool
stars. Let me see who have I not, and I really want to.
Yes.
I don't know, wait a minute, because first it was Mars Chestnut, but I already did that.
Wait a minute. You can't just, like, roll over that. We want to hear about that.
maybe Denzel.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I haven't met
sounds...
Denzel yet.
Mm-hmm. No,
I think I would like to meet him.
You met Mars Chestnut, and I see some other pictures now. I don't know all these people's names because I'm not that great with the names. I'm older, so I don't
well,
know.
Well, I am
what.
Too, but I met him, though. But Johnny Gill
wow.
was here like 3 weeks ago. Bruce with his crazy self. Patti LaBelle, Music Soul Child. It's a lot of artists come down to Miami as well as
really?
Actors. The play was just here, Loving Him is Killing Me. And that was with Mimi Leakes and Kenny Lattimore, Christopher Williams, Lenny Williams. You know, it was nice. It was we had fun. You know, it's just fun. It's fun and it's work at the same time.
So you get paid to have fun.
Basically, yeah.
Now, what would be better? What about the young people you work with? Now, do they get a chance to also meet these celebrities and stars? And if so, how does it impact their lives?
Yes, I do. A lot of times, because some of the teenagers are singers. You know, they're talented also, and like I said, writers. Like Music Soul Child, like the younger artists, I know they want to meet. I'll pick. Well, I won't pick it. We do this text thing, and the first one who answers, the first two that answers are the ones that I'll bring. So
okay.
when I text them all at the same time, and it's like they already know the first one who answers is the ones that will be going.
Oh, wow.
So,
how cute.
So I just don't pick them, And then sometimes you get the same person that, always answers first, but you have to give other girls, a chance. So that's why I tell them, I say, oh, no, you went, the last one. So let me let, Shanice go or, things like that.
Someone else. Yeah.
Yeah, give everybody a chance to go out and, take pictures with them. And, then I have my reporters that they always go anyway, the reporters, to interview them. So they're excited.
So,
a lot of them don't. They're young. So they may not know the artist, so what they have to do, they have to research them. So I give them, they know ahead of time to research this person.
Mm-hmm.
So they know who they, who they are.
Well,
I see that
you have on your Facebook page, you have a picture of one of my old favorite shows, The Good Time. So who all have you met from that cast?
Well, I'm actually Bernadette Stanison. I'm her publicist.
Okay. So you met her.
Well,
okay.
I work for her. Mm-hmm. So I'm a publisher. She has two books out. One is 101 Situations, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. And I do her publishers for like South, for South Florida. Really, she comes down here. We do, we go on book signings. I book her for different events, hosting, things like that. So she's here. The last time she was here, we were here December. We always spend her birthday together.
Aw, how cute. I think
yeah.
she's Sophia. Well, next time you talk to her, say, there's this chick out there. You don't know her, but I remember when the show first came on, and I've been watching that show ever, well, of course, now just reruns, also my good friend Patricia, she also likes Good Times.
Awesome thing because Bernadette has like about three generations of fans. And
yeah.
that's really awesome because, you have the kids that watch Good Times and a lot of times we go out and they think that Good Times is now. They don't realize that Good Times was in 1974. So
exactly.
These kids, yeah, they think it's like, that it's her now. They don't realize, that, but she looks the same.
Saw her recently in
mm-hmm.
New York. She was at the Circle of Sisters event about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or she may have
mm-hmm.
been there every year. The year I saw her was 2 years ago, and I actually got to go over and, get a copy of her book and do all of that and you know, get a poster and what have you, and just chat with her for like a brief minute. She was very approachable. So, and plus, it wasn't that much of a crowd over there yet because I was able to kind of eye it out.
It's very approachable.
Yes, but awesome. Oh, I absolutely adore her. So definitely let her know. She has fans back from the very first episode. I was glued to the set. Because that was the year I was actually a senior. I should have been a senior. That's the year I dropped out of high school. But 74 was the year I should have graduated. And instead of let her know, instead of, I put her over my homework. Her and JJ came before my homework.
Even JJ?
Are you kidding? That was, I'm telling you, I put it over my homework.
And the kids always say, "Where's JJ? Where's JJ?"
Oh, man.
JJ.
Them know that they were like my brother and sister.
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, yeah, that was a family. I think everybody had good times on.
Like I said, no homework got done, and I ended up dropping out of school. Not their fault, though.
Okay, I'll let them know it's not a fault, though, but, you know.
No, and even if it, even, I mean, because then I would have to also give a chunk to the Whatnots and the Delphonics, because I spent the other part of the evening listening to their sad words to those songs.
Anyway. Yeah, those are the good old times. Those are the good days.
That was the good times, and yes, and so awesome. So you're down there hanging out, and your publicist, you have a reality show coming out. You have your just this positive teen magazine that features these teen and their art and what have you. And so what about New Jersey? Do you come here often? Do you have any programs here? We seem to be losing a lot of teens who are so, so talented. We seem to be losing them to drugs, murder, and locked up.
Games. There's a lot of games in Jersey now. I went to Jersey. I went home last year this time in July. And I went home for 10 days. And every time, that was kind of one of the longest times, because I usually go home like for a weekend because it's kind of depressing. And to see like it's just all the drugs and the games, and it's really depressing. So I just go, I see some of my family and, you know, have a good time, and I'm ready to come back to Miami. I don't know when I was there. Like, I had the theater, like I said. I had a dance studio in New Jersey. So when I was there, I worked with the children, and everything was fine. But now it's like there's nobody doing anything with them. You know, when I go there, I'm from Passaic. It's a small town, and there's just nobody there doing anything with them. Like, they just gave up.
Wow. Yeah. So what would you suggest to people like myself who would want to do something?
You need to gather all the kids that's there now that you can help, you know, that's coming up now, because The ones in elementary and high school, you need to grab them like now. Go to the high schools and, you know, you have to, I don't know, like, see, I like media, I like plays and stuff like that. So that's my target. That's my passion. So those are the things I do with them. Other people may want to do something like with the, you know, helping them to keep them focused to go to college and things like that, because, you know, it's a lot of people dropping out, you know, and like it's just they need help. I mean, when I'm talking to you now, but I'm actually thinking about, you know, I'm placing myself into taking. It's depressing. If I could go back and start up something with them, I would.
I
really would.
Yeah, because now what differences do you see with New Jersey versus other places that you've traveled to in terms of our youth? And especially right there in Miami, because my view of Miami, of course, I just had that little 79th Street view, and then just going back and forth from that to Dade County Jail, Overtown, Liberty City, and I forget some of those others.
That was one of the reasons. That was really the main reason. What are you just talking about right there, that 79th Street thing? Because these girls down here are into, the beauty and all this pump up, stuff. And it's all about, these strip clubs are opening like wildflower here. So they're
They'll make their money without having to walk the street.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, well, I can make my money. I don't even have to go to college. I can make my money and still be in high school and go here. And I'm trying to keep them away from that. I'm trying to keep them positive. That's not the way to go. And it's just like I had a nail salon, and I had a lot of schoolgirls, and the way they talk and what they're going through and the things they're doing, it's like I just don't want to. I'm just trying to keep them focused and away from something that's around them every day.
Uh-huh.
Every day. It's really getting bad. Really bad.
Now,
it's the strip club.
Okay, it's the strip. Because I remember, like I said, I just, know that for the most part, that 79th Street area, being not from Miami, being from Ohio at that time, I was coming straight from Ohio. I was 25 mm-hmm. years old. I had mm-hmm. no business there. And so I wasn't a teenager. I didn't grow up there. I didn't know anything about strip places. I didn't know anything about prostitution, period. They didn't have
many of that here at strip clubs. Then they were the street walker.
I know. What do you
think?
Yeah.
That was street walking. Now they don't. I mean, on 79th, you see a couple. Mm-hmm. You see a couple after hours, or even before hours. During the day, but the majority are now in the club.
Wow.
I think the ones who cannot get in the club are on the street.
So it's like the new prostitution is like the next level, is these girls working in these clubs.
Right.
Because
exactly. You want to go to the next level, you go into certain clubs because you have to pay to work.
Mm.
They have to pay.
Well, yeah, that's kind of like having a pimp. You got to pay him. Really,
exactly.
Be out on the street without having this pimp that you're literally paying. I think it's the modern day kind of thing. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And everybody, they getting all these implants and getting these injections and butt and stuff, and it's all about that. It's like if you don't have all, it's that. Not only that, it's the another thing that's really bad in Miami is the lesbian thing. That's even going to elementary.
We're starting at elementary now, like junior high, definitely, but elementary,
definitely junior high and high school is flooded. But when we're going down to elementary,
like fourth grade.
I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. It's really a new time. It is really the millennium. It's just. Mm. The pregnancy, they're getting pregnant. It's just.
And then who takes care of these children that they get pregnant with? Are they staying home and taking care of them once they have them? Or do these kids in the system somewhere?
No, they have the kids. They walk around with their kids. You see kids with kids. Yeah. They have them.
So you have your work cut out for you down there, but like you're saying, we also have a work cut out for us right here in New Jersey, and you've been gone for as long as I've been here, so you've been gone over 27. So this place, I can see, I know what it feels like when I go back home to Cincinnati. So many, just like everything is different. So is that how you feel when you come here to New Jersey?
Yeah. When I go home, it's like I'm not eager to go home. Because, like I said, it's too depressing.
I'm not
eager to go home.
Yeah, but I mean, at least it's depressing, but not a culture shock since you're down there with a lot of crazy stuff happening too.
Right, it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy stuff happening here, but there it's more drugs
of the gangs and the killing. Is that the big difference?
It's the gangs, it's the drugs, and it's like it's just they live to for drugs.
Mhm. Mhm.
I don't know. It's not the same.
Yeah, I could see. Yeah, at least people down there, they're trying to pump themselves up and beautify themselves so they can.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're beautifying themselves here. They pumping themselves, making their money, and doing whatever. But it's still not the right way.
No.
Not for a teenager. Not for 15, 16, 17-year-olds. You know, when they get over 18 and 21, they're on their own. But not at 15 and 16. I don't see that.
After
18, we really can't say anything because you know you're an adult then. But at least I can try.
No, you're doing. It sounds like you're doing big things, and now you're wearing many hats. You say you're a publicist for Bernadette Stannis, right?
Yeah, I'm also a publicist for the. I think you're going to have on your show teen author Camry Moore. I'm also her publicist.
Right. Yeah, you were just talking about. Tell us a little bit about her, the work that you're doing with her, and tell us her name again and her book, and how did you meet her?
Actually, I met her on Facebook.
I met
Cammie on Facebook on her birthday. We were just chatting, and then she asked if her mom can call me, so I said yeah, and I spoke to her mom, and it was just a coincidence that they were looking for a publicist at the time. And that's how we became, I became a publicist. She came down I brought her to Miami. She came down here about 2 weeks ago. And they loved her down here. We took her to the radio station. She did some interviews. That's when Bruce was here. And that was one of her favorites. So she got to meet Bruce and take pictures with him. The station, they loved her. They flooded her with gifts and things like that. So they everybody likes to see teens doing positive things. Yeah, they love it. Yeah, when they see
yes, we do. We love to see it. Any of us.
I don't want to tell you too much about her because I want her to let you know exactly what she's doing. Yeah, but she's doing great things.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Well, she's going to be on the show, and we are. So very thankful that you got up this morning to be here on the Coach Lalisa Show and to talk to us about the work that you're doing as a publicist. You have a new reality show coming out, and you're taping already for your new reality hairstyling show. That sounds absolutely fun because
we did four episodes already, so we're still taping.
Wow! So you're already taping the shows. People can go and see the trailer. I'm sure you have it. I'm sure it's all over the internet, but you can tell us specifically where people can go and watch the trailer for that. And you're a publicist, you're an actor yourself, you have a team of people that a camera crew and all this wonderful stuff. You're the CEO of a positive teen magazine where you help to promote teens in a healthy and artistic fashion to where they get to use their talents and gifts so that they don't go and do things that are going to be something that they regret one day. And even if they do, at least they'll always remember Debbie Johnson and what you've instilled in them and the people that you've helped them to meet and become. So you're doing just some really, really big things. I'm sure you're doing other things, and you can share those with us. But the PR work I'm interested in, because I do know so many authors, including myself. Do you do PR training? It seems to be literally impossible to get, you know, PR people, especially for new authors like myself, authors that we don't come with a big platform or a big name. Obviously, if I was Oprah Winfrey's daughter or niece, I wouldn't need
anything. Exactly.
I wouldn't need
anything. You wouldn't need anything. Just need the name.
Or
yeah,
if I was less.
And that's true.
Or if I was less around.
And it is much harder.
Yes. So it does seem to a bit difficult.
I think
for
an author that's not known, the title really has to pull it off for them, to me. That's what I
okay.
feel.
That
okay. I do have to have a really hot title, like, you know, like, just say, for instance, when, and I always use this as an example, like when J.L. King came out with his book.
Hello, Brother, yeah, right.
You understand? Okay. Everybody
yeah, oh,
wants
no,
to know
I,
about that. On the down.
I always use him as an example for a person. If you want, unless you come out with, and I always call it a crazy topic, but unless you come out with Down Low Sister, which hasn't been written yet.
Exactly. Exactly.
You won't get attention,
that's,
but now who's willing
right.
to stand up?
That'll make people want to pick up, you know, oh, I want to read that. Yeah.
And right, but who wants to say they're a Down Low Sister? Come on. I mean, they might be. But they probably ain't trying to say that.
Right, who want to come out. But maybe they may not be the download sister. It just can be, you know,
sure.
they're writing about a download,
sure.
download sister that they know. You know,
exactly.
we may say to them, like, just like with Bernadette with her books with 101 Situations. Now, it's 101
yeah.
Situations, and but they're not all hers. But
that's
everybody
right.
seems to think they're all her situations. Because
that's
you always get that question. You know?
A good point.
So, yeah, so you can say that, and they're going to say to you, and they're going to think you are the download sister.
Oh, yeah, that's why some of us are reluctant to do that, because we like, now how are we going to shake that persona in case somebody.
You can shake that with the download dollars. You know, and you
I know
money that. Under it.
Girl, you didn't know you said that download dollars are shaking. I bet you that's right. That's right.
You don't
I like
care it. About it, and nobody thinks it is. You know, once they say, oh, no, it's not me. I'm talking about a friend of mine, you know, whatever. Buy the book.
But something, yeah, something like that. I actually had a title that I don't know how hot it is. Some people, they seem to think they like it, the title of my book. But I don't know if it's hot enough, but I guess I can run it by you since you're an expert on hotness, on hot.
Oh, okay.
Titleness. It's From Prostitute to Princess.
Okay, I'd like to know about that one.
Okay, now I said here's a hotness expert.
Yeah.
She thinks it. I mean, I didn't know I was going to meet you. I had no idea. Didn't even know you existed.
Mm-hmm.
But,
that's a nice topic, Lisa. I like it. I like it.
And here you are.
Hey, from 79 to what? Hey, you can relate to the Miami, you say from 79th, but no, only Miami would know 79th Street. Other people wouldn't know about 79th. But, yeah, I like the title. And then another thing is the how-to books also. I think they sell, too, the how-to books, depending
yeah.
on what it is. You know, maybe in Miami, how to, you know.
How to get off 79th Street.
yeah, how to get off, you know. Yeah, how can I get out of this?
Wow.
And stuff like that. Yeah.
But,
so it's
yeah.
just different things because everybody is writing books today. You see the girl, what's her name? The Video Vixen. Remember
yeah.
her book?
Oh,
that
yeah.
was big. And then she wrote a second one. That's because that was a tell-all book. She was telling on everybody.
People like those,
see?
Too.
Exactly. Exactly.
Especially if you have somebody to tell them.
Yeah, especially when everybody knows them.
Yeah.
So, she made her money, but I don't know. I don't know if that was a good thing, but.
Well, we're right there. We're almost we're right there with from prostitute to princess. But we're gonna throw 79. We're gonna get 79th Street in there some kind of way, so at least we can get the Miami audience.
Yeah, so they can identify with it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, because I didn't remember the street numbers. All I could remember was Biscayne Boulevard. That was it.
Biscayne and 79th.
Mm-hmm. Lord Jesus, now you. Before it was just a vision. Now it's like full, clear.
Now all the memories are coming back to life.
Mercy, Lord. Meet me at 79th or now. But we're going to definitely take that trip down there one day and just take a ride. We're going to do like some little footage shots,
I was getting ready to say, you need to do a documentary.
Yeah, we are. We're going to ride by the old Dade County Jail and There was a couple of little alleys that we would run to that we were like our little alleyways that we could go where the police car couldn't fit, things like that.
I wonder if they still there.
Some of them, and there was a lot of the little, that was like where all the little strip hotels were because that's where, you know, we had to, you know, do our business. It was just a lot of little hotels. And a couple of little diners. A couple of little diners because we had to eat. And then there was a nightclub that was down for the ones who had time, the ones who the pimps would let them go out and party that weekend.
That could be a play for you, too. Well, we could write a play from 79th to Princess.
Oh, we could. I wonder if that little store where we used to have to go
like
get our little...
That's like a little play.
We could. I'm interested.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, it's positive because... You see them changing from this to that. So it's almost telling them that, you know, this can happen. The audience, they will see that, she was a prostitute right now. Look at her now.
Right. Radio show host.
But it's hope. This is known as hope.
Yeah, college degrees. I have 3 college degrees, and I teach in a junior college, so definitely we're gonna talk. I'm gonna get your number. And
you went from college to 79th.
Yes. So. Wow. No college. No. Dropped high school to 79th.
Yes. Yeah, okay. So then after that you went back.
Then
to
I
school?
Went to. Yeah, I went to school. Yeah, I dropped out of high school. Ended up on 79th and then went to college.
Okay. All right. That would be different because a lot of the plays now are more on relationships. You know.
Uh-huh.
They're more on, you know, if you think about it, it's all about a woman, you know, a relationship. It's nothing having to do with from rags to riches.
Exactly, kind of like that's what this story would be. So, that's why I tell this month, all month long, one of our themes is release your power. And, you know, this is another example of how your power, how, you know, God has so many great things in you that haven't even yet come forth yet because that day didn't come yet.
Exactly, and I'm waiting.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time, but... You know, I've been meeting people from various parts of Florida, but this is my first encounter with someone that is right there in Miami. And to say you got there just 2 years after I left, and it may not have even been a whole 2 years. I might have left around.
Right, well, then I know exactly what you were talking about, but the money was rolling. The money was rolling.
The money, but I wasn't cute enough to get that kind of money. Look, I wasn't cute enough to get that kind of money. But...
you wasn't in the right areas. You was 79.
They wouldn't let me in that little... I didn't know. And then I remember, like, Aaron Pryor would come there, and that's when crack got really big. Crack cocaine.
Yeah.
Not crack. They weren't calling it crack then, so... But,
Didn't crack... Because of, crack came out in... Well, crack was big in
89. In 89, so...
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Shortly after, but when they were still calling it, like, you know, freebasing. They weren't really calling it smoking crack then.
Oh, yeah, yeah, freebase, yeah. Wow. Just
where
to think
whole...
about back then, 87, 88, just thinking about it.
Yeah, it was crazy down there in Miami. I got, believe me, I got stories and some footage. That, I mean, I was down there like a good 2 years straight.
Mm-hmm. So did you do that for 2 years?
Yeah. That's the only thing
wow.
I was there to. So I have a lot of little stories rolling around in my head about that place. How I survived
wow.
that for 2 whole years, no idea. But.
You really need to come and do a documentary.
I want to come out to some people about it. A 79th Street documentary, I think that would be, you know. And then I saw, I don't know if you remember on television, they came out with this thing called Pimps Up, Hoes Down or something. And
I think
it was
heard
like
of a bad Steve. I heard the name Pimps Up. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and they had all these different pimps they would interview about their life. And I can remember a time when I would sit there like, oh, I hope they didn't catch a clip from down in Miami. First, I would look at that. I'd look at this thing just in case, you know. But no, so, well, we're almost out of time, but it has been such a pleasure, Miss Debbie Johnson, speaking with you. Oh, wow, I can't believe it. I mean, you are such a blessing. I know you're doing big things, just your personality. Gosh, no wonder, you know, God has you with all these wonderful people that you're meeting and helping, and so the positive things that you're doing in the young people's lives. I mean, you know, first when Pat said, oh, she's coming on the show, I'm like, are you kidding? I went to your site, I was like, she hangs out with superstars, you know.
Yeah.
She's coming to my little show in the morning. I said, are you sure? She says, yeah, she confirmed. I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I tell you, that right there just, you know, shows me the kind of person that you are, that, you know, you wouldn't think it robbery to get up and, you know, come on, you don't know me, and to share your
mm-hmm.
information, to tell us, you know, about the work that you do, but also the very helpful information that you gave out, especially for us authors, because I do author workshops to help authors,
okay. mm-hmm.
self-published authors, the ones like myself who we just started, you know, we just got out there and did it, I mean, and
mm-hmm.
Didn't have the big platform, doesn't have the big name, and doesn't always even have the big dollars at first, but you gave us
right.
some great advice, and we thank you for that.
Yes, I am so glad to hear that you're doing, you know, the author workshop and stuff, because there's an article I had put in my magazine one time, Blackstone Read, and that was written by a white person.
Mm.
And, if you Google it up, you know, bring it up on Blackstone Read, and you'll read the article. And, it's,
wow.
you know, it's true. A lot of blacks don't read. And that's how
wow.
We miss out on a lot of different things, because we don't read.
Wow.
You know? So,
you know,
for them to write that about us, come on, you know, and when you read it, it's going to tell you how we missed so much stuff. Why? Because they didn't read.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can attest to that. That was my problem. I often, when I'm sharing my testimony or doing a workshop, I'll let people know that, you know, I just said it on Facebook, I was the least likely in my write a book. I wouldn't read anything. That's how I ended up dropping out of school and flunking out of school. I mm-hmm. when I do workshops at schools now, I say to the students, how does it feel to do homework? I never did homework. Why? Because I didn't like to read, and I wouldn't sit and read the assignments. And so
mm-hmm.
to now be a graduate who had to read and teaching college is just amazing. That
yeah.
So I was that person that person wrote about.
Oh, is you? Oh, okay.
Oh, they wasn't making it up now. They was I was one of them. So
mm-hmm.
We only have a few seconds left, and just give us your information where people can follow you, how they can connect with you.
Okay, they can follow me on Facebook, Debbie Johnson, and it's spelled Debbie, spelled D-E-B-Y-E, Johnson. So you can follow me on Facebook. Positive Teen, we have a Tumblr page where they can go to Positive Teen Mag, MAG.tumblr.com, and follow. You can actually go to my Facebook page, and you can find out everything there. I have all the links to there. If you want to see the reality show, you can go on YouTube. You can go on YouTube and search Hair Mania Stylist Reality Show, and it will come up, or you can go to my Facebook page, and I'm always posting it on the page.
Okay,
and,
Hair Mania.
You can call me if you want to talk to me. You can call me. My number is 786-271-7266.
Okay, Pat, did you get that number? I hope Pat got that down for me. I don't have a pen right here, but I'm going to, let's see.
Pat has my number. She has it.
Okay, she has it. Good. I'm going to get that, and we are definitely going to talk about that. And you have a wonderful day all day, and if you have to go back to sleep, we so thank you. We hope that you rest for today, and we thank you again for coming on to the Coach Elisa Show. Everyone, thank you for tuning in. This is Coach Elisa talking with CEO of Positive Teen Magazine and also the creator of the reality show Hair Mania Reality Hairstylist Show. And you can connect with her on Facebook. That's Debbie, D-E-B-Y-E, Johnson. Connect with her on Facebook to get all of her listings and places where you can connect with her. And she is a dynamic, very, very powerful and very positive woman, and we thank her for taking the time to be on the show. Well, that's all we have time for today. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Don't forget to go out and release your power.
Thank you,
Deb. Oh, thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Elisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Elisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.